Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
I need and to welcome light. Back to the show. Well, we have been working through EDF Renewables and this giant project, and we've been talking to different folks involved with the project, and I'm kind of honored I have Melinda. Hi, Melinda. Thanks for doing the show. Where's your place in all this?
Well, I guess the opportunity just came up. They were, you know, coming around the town and just said, hey, do you have any extra land that you would like to, you know, put into solar? So we did. We have 340 acres, but we're mostly a retail farm. So we sell what we grow.
Yeah.
So, and one of the things that we said from the beginning is we're only going to grow what we can sell. So we're a small farm by today's standards. So we're not big enough to do commodities. You know, when you need a lot of things. But the cost of growing is where all the cost is. So if we overproduce and we don't have a market for it, then we're stuck with it. So we always keep our growing acreage commensurate with what we can sell.
Okay.
So therefore we have extra land that we have been renting to our neighboring farms.
Okay.
So we do have land that we ourselves are not using.
And, you know, when I think farms, I'm sorry, I'm a dummy. I grew up in a city in Pittsburgh. Anybody that listens to this show knows I'm from Pittsburgh because I talk about it all the time. So, you know, farms are relatively new to me. I moved out to Niagara County maybe 12 years ago. I forgot about the farms part. You know what I mean? You actually are a farm. Right?
Yeah, that's the heart of it. That's what we started with, you know, and we still are. We are a farm. We grow, you know, all our apples, mostly fruit, you know, apples, strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, a few cherries, and then we have a CSA. So we grow vegetables now to supply our CSA, which is a community supported agriculture, like a farm share.
Yeah.
So that's the heart of what we do. Now, through the years, we've added all our, you know, value added. You know, we make our own jams, we make our own pies, we make our own cider. And then we started the winery to use the fruit that we grow. Yeah, we also grow grapes, obviously, for the wine.
Sure.
So then we added that because we got to have a lot of different, we do a lot of different things to be able to bring it all together to make a living. So then we started the value added. And of course, we were always interested in education. So we do the school tours. We've been doing school tours for 35 years. And then in the fall, we do our fun farm, you know, pumpkin fiesta activities for the kids. And we started that because we found that kids from the city don't ever have a chance to like just play outside. On
no,
a farm.
You're talking to one of
farmy
them.
Farmy things, you know.
Yeah. And like a dummy, I didn't realize you're an actual farm. How stupid am I? But,
yeah, you know,
and I forget about that. When I lived in Cheektowaga, you know, we'd pile the kids in a car, drive out to farms on a nice fall day and have a ball.
Yeah, just doing simple things that like us country kids kind of take for granted, but most people can't do, you know, less than 2% of the population is a farmer. So we've help, you know, like our idea is we'll be your farmer. You can come and visit us, you know,
and
have fun. Pick your produce and, you know, have fun doing that and buy all our nice products, but also let the kids have a good time outside, something
sure.
that doesn't have a screen in front of it and they run around.
Yes, so, that's exactly what, and you achieved that goal because, like we were talking off air, some of the best pictures I have of my family were at your place.
Oh, great. That's good. That's what we want to make memories for kids to remember. Oh, I had a great time playing in the hay, or that corn maze was so fun, or I got a pony ride, you know, those
yeah.
type of things that, or I, you know, fed the animals, you know, like I said, for people in the country, it's not a big deal, but for someone who doesn't have that opportunity, it's really good to do to teach kids where their food comes from as well, you know, to be able to go out and pick an apple, pick some strawberries, you know, see that it's, that we grow it out there and how it grows. Yeah.
I'm with you. So EDF Renewables is kind of looking at the landscape, and we learned, and I'm sure you know this, but I did not, but one of the other segments with the EDF is there's like some key components when they're looking at a solar farm. And one that never even crossed my mind is you have to be close to the infrastructure to carry the electricity. And I never even thought of that, from the farm to everybody. And us, we're in prime location with all the wires and the towers. Everything's already in place. So that's why they were picking us. So, and then there's a bunch of other factors, but then they ran across your land. And how many acres? You have 300?
Well, we own 340. Now, we're not, we're going to put maybe 50 to 70 at the most would be in that. We have a, 50 acre field that I haven't been to the far corner of it in years. You know what I mean? It's, it's a hay field. So we don't even really need to go over there. And even our customers are going to have to look for it. You know what I mean? It's not like it's going to obstruct the beautiful views or anything.
Right.
I mean, we might put some up by our parking lot or something like that, but that we don't know about. We're not sure about that, but most of the panels will be in one 50 acre plot that's kind of at the edge of the farm.
So I'd like to know, like, your experience from the farmer's point of view. So they come in, hey, we got this great idea, and you know, and they say we need to use your land, and here's how, and here's why. And I mean, I guess, are they fantastic to work with? Because my experience so far is they've been great.
Yeah, they have been great. Very friendly, very open with all the information that we need. Not pushy, not like sign on the line, you know, sign your farm away or anything. Nothing like that. They just present the facts, say this is the opportunity. You know, we'd like to have you participate if you want to. Fine.
And this creates, again, we were talking about this in another segment, and then you brought it up too. This creates consistent revenue for essentially empty farm space, right?
Right.
So is that I paid by the month, by the year? You know, and I'm not asking how much. It's none of my business, and I don't think it's anybody's business. But year round, you're making a little bit of revenue off that land.
Right. And it'll be a guaranteed. We know we're going to get that amount of money that year, at least, you know, to help cover the fixed costs that we have, that, you know, the taxes, the electric, the, you know, all the fixed costs that go with farming, go with owning land. You know, people think, oh, well, you own all that land, but land costs money.
Sure it does. You know? Oh, sure it does.
It doesn't make money that easily. You know, there's so much inputs that you have to put in to be able to get a revenue back. And of course, in farming, that's gambling.
Sure you it know? Is.
We got to gamble with the weather. We got to gamble with the markets. We get to gamble with, you know, what's happening now. We didn't predict this, but, you know, it's all a gamble. So if we have something, you know, like a baseline, well, at least we'll get that for that corner of land that really, like you said, we haven't been using. That'll be a little bit of stability.
Yes. And, you know, the other part that was really amazing is how far out in the future that they look at this project. I mean, they, you know, it's not, I don't think Melinda from Farms is going to let them put a garbage dump on her 30 acres just to make money. You're not going to let that happen. But obviously, you've done your homework on this thing. And, from what they've told me as well, they have a plan for 50, 100 years out is what's going to happen. That, to me, blows me away. Because I don't know how old you are. I have no idea. But my day, you know, no one looked out at the future. They built some kind of crazy factory and just destroyed the land and didn't care about the future. And it's all different now.
Right, right. They're talking about a lease that's a minimum of 20 years, and I think more like 40 years.
Right.
And the one thing good about the solar panels, and we asked, well, what happens when it's over, and what happens if it breaks down? What happens? And they have assured us that there's a decommissioning fund, so that when it's over, they pay the cost to get rid of the panels, if that's what, either get rid of them or change them, you know, whatever you want to do when the lease is over.
Right.
So they're not just going to leave garbage in your field. They're going to remove it if that's your desire
and,
once the lease is over.
And interesting enough, from the way I understand it, this money is locked down for 20, for, and it's not, if that company doesn't even exist in 20 years or whatever, the money's still sitting there to have those removed. And I mean, to me, I don't know. I just think that's genius. How can you say no to a thing like that? It seems to, there's really no downside.
Right. And that was important to us, because the land has been in my family since 1894.
Wow.
I'm fourth generation. My kids are fifth. My grandkids are sixth. So we're talking, this is, like you said, I won't be around at the end of this, at the end of the lease in 40 years, but my kids will and my grandkids will. So that's why we were talking about what happens at the end.
How great.
And they have assured us that it's not going to damage the land at all. That's the other thing, is it's not like a factory that things are taking place. It's very passive. It's just the sun.
Yes.
And, you know, underneath, they're even saying that you can graze sheep. You know, we might start raising sheep.
Yeah. And actually, I have, you know, I was talking to the guys at EDF, and I said, I'd love to talk to somebody that has already experienced one of your projects, a landowner. And they were like, oh, we got just the person for you. And I'm going to be talking to a sheep farmer that was totally opposed to the entire idea. Now she's a walking, talking commercial for EDF Renewables. That to me says a lot, because this is somebody that's actually living with a project like this now.
Right, right. And the other thing is the bees. You can keep bees.
Oh, wow.
You know, it'll be, yeah, because it'll be a open space, you know, basically open. There's the panels on there, but that doesn't bother the bees, and it won't be disturbed. You know, like they're not going to come and work the ground, or we're not going to spray anything on the ground. You know what I mean? It's going to be just basically left as pasture land. I mean, they can't let trees grow up in it. It's going to have to be mowed or have the sheep eat the grass.
Yes.
Down. So it's kind of a good haven for bees. So they want to have beekeepers, you know, keep bees in it, because it is kind of a sanctuary like atmosphere.
Now, on your farm, you don't already handle bees, right? That's not something you do yet.
We've looked into it, and it's pretty difficult, and it's pretty heartbreaking because of the, you know, the decline in the bee population.
Yeah.
It's somewhat disappointing, but what we've found here, like we have 60, 70 acres that's in a conservation reserve. So that means we can't alter it. It's in its natural state.
Okay.
And we don't have really large fields. We have smaller fields throughout. So we have a really good wild bee population.
Oh.
So we don't have trouble with pollinating. Some farmers actually bring bees into their orchards.
Yeah.
Or bring it to their farm to make sure that everything gets pollinated. And we have done that in the past a few years, and we realized that we really didn't need to.
Wow.
You know, like we couldn't tell the difference the years we did it and the years that we didn't do it, because we have enough natural wild bee pollinators around.
So it's good for the bees, good for the sheep, it's good for the environment in the end. I can't figure out a downside. And you're producing regular revenue on land that was sitting for the most part empty anyway. But Now, when you look at a farmland, and I only have a minute or two left, but is that just like the income that you make off farmland? Is it only like seasonal, or is it consistent?
Oh, it's totally seasonal. Okay. You know, you have to plant the crop in the spring, and then you got to wait all summer or till the fall till you harvest it, so you don't get any money in the in between time. You know, for our kind of farm, for fruits and vegetables. Now, like a dairy farmer, you know, he's milking his cows every day.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, he gets a milk check every month or every 2 weeks or whatever, sure, you know, that they send him to. But our type of farming is purely seasonal, except for like our wine and our beer. You know, the products that we make, we can sell year round. But the actual harvest of the crops, you know, only happens once a year.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is creating a regular paycheck year round. And I don't know. I can't find a downside. But we're talking with Melinda, and she's going to allow EDF Renewables to use part of her farm to set up this solar farm that's going in. How exciting.
Yeah, it's real exciting. And, that, you know, I mean, my kids wouldn't – everyone talks about global warming and what are we going to do, and it's like, okay, what do you do? But then we had this opportunity, so like, how can you say no to it?
Right,
if we have an opportunity to make a difference regardless of the money, you know what I mean, that's the icing on the cake, but it's just the right thing to do if you can do it, because it, as an individual, well, you can maybe recycle or, you know, do something small,
right?
But if as a business we can generate solar power and, you know, help not just the environment, but also, you know, the town is going to get revenue. This it'll generate revenue for the town as well.
Yeah.
And in taxes, it just seems like something that we got to do. I mean, my kids would not have it any other way. They're like, oh, yeah, we've got to do this.
That's fantastic.
This is our opportunity to do our part.
Yes. And you can actually get paid off it. So that, I don't know which one's the better icing, but one of them is great.
Yeah.
Or both are great. Yeah, they're both good. Well, hey, Melinda, thank you so much for doing my stupid little show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, sure. No problem.
And thank you for helping our environment. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, so we are going to be right back with more of EDF Renewables. Hang tight.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day.